Okay, everyone, this is just a read-through. Alicia, or should I say, Mileva.
Yes?
You're stunning, you're gorgeous, you're talented.
Right.
Just read from page 10 to 11. Four.
Oh, yeah, got it. Do we need everyone here?
Well, Danny's the writer.
And Elena?
She's consulting.
I don't know if...
Oh, but you asked me last night if I would stay, babe.
Right, okay. So, you two. Ford, Alicia, I mean. It's a drama, but for all intents and purposes, this scene is the meet-cute, okay? Play it that way.
Yeah.
Understood.
We'll cut after hallway. Everyone else, quiet. Bebe, are you taking notes?
Yep.
Great. Okay. Ready, you two? And action.
It was the day after deadline had come to set, but the article detailing Ford's and my relationship had not yet been released. I dreaded what it would say about me. 34-year-old physicist, an odd choice of rebound after Ford Hamilton's divorce from model Rebecca Lang. Did Ford have to choose brains or beauty? Ugh. And now there was no going back. I would no longer be the rumored girlfriend, but the girlfriend. And for all the validity to the argument that no matter what I did, papers would report it this way anyway, I had now willingly tied my future to Ford's, to this movie, a movie that seemed as shaky as ever.
Oh no, you must have the wrong room.
Wrong?
There's another wing for the typist.
I'm not a typist. I'm a student.
Choppy dialogue, indistinguishable character motivations, schlocky scenes.
You can't be.
Excuse me?
Ray Rabiner, the director, had insisted on further rehearsals with Alicia Graves, playing Einstein's wife. But they weren't helping. Had the success of the film felt more likely, had my name not been so prominently tied to it, I wouldn't even be here watching. Instead, I would be in my room working on the myriad of papers, grants, and research assignments that desperately required my attention. And according to Becky, the TA I had tapped to teach two of my sessions
bores me to tears. And I'm teaching Proust this semester. When are you going to be back?
Next week. Saturday morning? Afternoon, maybe?
Your class will cry of relief. Everything is going well there?
No, not really. The script is a mess.
I meant between you and Ford. How's pretty boy?
It's a fake relationship, Becky.
For now.
What?
Ah! Holy cow! I just saw a bug.
I had no delusions about Ford Hamilton, nor any supposed attraction between us. I was here to burnish my reputation, secure my name.
Down that hallway. Don't follow me.
And cut.
Which, at this exact moment, seemed a near impossibility.
Well, what are our reactions? Anything? Anything?
It's not working. It's hollow, pedantic, boring.
I think some of that's in the delivery.
The script needs work too, Danny.
Danny is the...
screenwriter.
Right.
Ray, you approved the script. You liked my words.
Well, scripts are a blueprint. That's it. Damn.
Ford, enough. We'll fix it, okay?
How?
We'll try different blocking.
Blocking? But this requires more of a change than blocking. I've got to play him...
differently. Radically so.
Excuse me?
Your Einstein and the real Einstein are night and day.
Oh, you've met?
I've studied him.
Which leaves your opinion qualified to address the facts on the page.
May I, Ray?
Well?
Ford does have to play him in a different way. Because Einstein was nothing like how he's written.
Hey, Ray, I thought she was here to help assess the accuracy of the science. This isn't her forte.
It's Elena.
What?
She. I'm Elena.
I don't think we need her consulting here. No matter who she's dating.
You are together?
Yes, but that
Einstein's shouldn't... characterization does need to shift. But I'll get back to that. The problem right now is Mileva. She's written entirely the wrong way. Look, when Mileva enrolled for the diploma course to teach physics and mathematics, she was the only woman in her group of six students, and the fifth woman to enter that section. She would have had to have been extraordinarily talented to overcome the restrictions on the admission of women. And Einstein knows it.
Well, not at first.
Not when he enters the university, maybe, but by the time they meet, he would. Don't you see?
Not really, Dr. Caring.
What she did, her presence there, I think it's hard for us to understand now how extraordinary that would be. It's not that there were a few women scientists. There were no women scientists. A woman capable of keeping up with the likes of Einstein? He and his colleagues would be aware.
He wouldn't be ignorant of her.
Nor would he assume she didn't belong there. He's a good person. Yes, they get divorced. Yes, he ends up with his first cousin. But for Einstein, the brain always mattered far more than the body it inhabited.
He wouldn't underestimate her.
No. He'd observe her.
But someone needs to scrutinize her.
I agree.
Another character.
There's a shyness to Einstein. An awareness there. And when they do meet, the scene should read like the repartee between two equals.
But at first he takes a back seat. It's others who underestimate her.
Yes.
I like it.
You do?
Ford, what do you think?
I think he does underestimate her.
Well...
But I think he's too smart to admit it. Sure, he's observant, but also...
What?
Deep down, he's immediately attracted to her.
I think that's better. A more pensive character, a more matched tête-à-tête. Danny?
Yeah?
Can you get us new pages on that?
Well, I...
Great, let's break for lunch.
Tuna melt, bacon burger, grilled cheese.
I'm the tuna melt.
Here you go.
How much is it?
You're on set, girl.
What does that mean?
It's free.
No, she's a professor of physics.
I don't know. Is there a difference?
Maybe?
Mind if I sit here?
I thought you ate in your trailer.
We're dating.
Sorry?
I would sit with you if we were dating. So, may I?
Okay. Where's your lunch?
What do you mean?
Don't you want more than a smoothie?
This isn't a smoothie. It's got 22 different ingredients. You know, pork, vegetables, dairy.
What? Oh, you're joking.
Pork in a smoothie?
I wouldn't put it past Hollywood.
Jesus, is that a tuna melt?
I find them delicious.
What year were you born? 1953?
People love tuna melts.
Uh-huh.
They have a unique flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Which is... Okay, they are disgusting.
You think?
But they do a good job of keeping people away.
So is that your MO?
Usually.
Like Maleva.
Maleva had reason to be defensive. No one took her seriously.
Until Einstein.
Sure, but he dumped her anyway. And took credit for her contributions.
Yeah.
What?
Sorry?
You didn't like me jumping in?
No.
Do you agree with Danny?
No. No, I appreciated your help.
Really?
Don't act so surprised. I told you I liked your book, remember?
Vaguely.
The script needs all the help it can get, I'm afraid.
It's trial and error. Everything is. Is Danny always so...
Arrogant?
Your words, not mine.
Well, he's a writer.
Twice in 2 days? That's supposed to mean something.
Look, it's like this. The only people more thin-skinned than actors?
Writers.
No, more successful actors. But writers are up there, definitely. So, you changed the script. Are you going to watch filming?
Of course not.
Oh.
I mean, I have a lot of work to do.
And filmmaking is what? Play?
Well, not play exactly. Just not my work.
Einstein was a poet.
Not professionally.
Is profession all you set your store by?
No. Not really.
Even he thought there were two ways to express the same thing.
I...
What? Disagree?
You're leaving?
Gotta prep. And need something real. Fake as it is, acting takes it out of me.
Ford, I didn't mean...
I get it. See you around.
The study ignored four variables, which necessitate a change to the... 2 hours later, I found myself working in my hotel room. Bibi had found one 10 minutes from set. A miracle in a city not known for walkability. I should have been working, but found myself struggling to concentrate. The processes? Despite all I had to do, I found myself drawn inexplicably to...
Going again!
Quiet on set!
Quiet! Please!
Going again!
Bibi?
Elena, is everything okay?
Why wouldn't it be?
Ford said you couldn't make it to watch. You know, he seemed disappointed, actually.
Oh, did his ex-wife usually watch him act?
Rebecca? Oh, God, no. He's exceptionally private anyway. Well, usually.
Well, I made it, after all.
They're doing their final take. You can stand with me.
Ready and action.
Move, please.
I think you have the wrong idea.
I wasn't laboring under the delusion that this environment would be any different than my last three. No women in physics gets taken seriously.
No, about me. I wanted to ask you about your theory, about the movement of the train.
You have a question about my work.
Of course. About what else would it be?
And cut. Well done, you two. I think we got it.
Great.
Already? How long has she been here?
Who?
Elena. Excuse me.
Do you see what I'm saying? She's strong. She's smart. Sharper is better.
Totally.
Dr. Caring.
Can we just settle on Elena?
I thought you preferred Dr. Caring.
My friends call me Elena.
We're friends?
We're supposed to be dating.
Maybe it's a pet name. Let's step outside. So? You came after all.
I finished work early.
Look, you can admit it. You couldn't stay away.
I wanted to see how it went with the new lines.
And?
Better.
Yeah?
Much better.
Really?
Look over here.
Wait,
Elena, Elena.
What's going on?
Is it real? Elena.
I think.
Elena. How
I think
you
it's the
it?
Deadline, Uncle. Here, stay close
how
to
you
me.
Do it?
About the movie?
Over here. Is it real? Wow, look at him. Elena, how
nope.
You do it?
Barely gets a mention. It's
it?
All about our relationship.
Elena.
And chemistry.
Elena.
But I'm in physics.
Wait.
Elena.
We should start. Use
Elena.
This to our advantage.
I thought you wanted press me? About the film. Not about
Elena.
Us.
Ford.
This clearly isn't working.
Elena.
Kiss me.
What?
A quick one. You can pull away right after. Ford.
Absolutely not. How dare you?
Do you want to convince the world of us or not?
The world believes us already.
Elena.
Why should I have to...
Stop using that tone with me. And could you stop looking like that? They'll be saying we've had a lover's quarrel next.
I...
You know what? We don't need to do this.
What?
Let's get out there.
Hey, don't... I can walk.
I'm not asking you to walk. Run. Give me your key.
You could ask.
Your hotel key.
Jesus, calm down.
You don't want to get near them. Then when I try to get you away...
Hurry, hurry!
Okay.
They can't get in.
Shh.
How can they get into a hotel?
The bar downstairs is open to the public. I'm sure they walked right in.
But to know where I'm staying?
Yeah, that's what happens.
What do you mean?
Look, it's your whole life. When you become, you know... famous. No one thinks you have a right to it anymore. Boundaries, lines, privacy that a normal person would be entitled to, it all goes out the window.
I can't believe you live like this.
All the time. But you won't have to. When we, you know, break up, it will eventually go away.
Will it?
Yeah.
And how long will we have to continue to keep up the charade in the meantime?
I don't know. End of production... maybe the premiere? Look, as soon as I date someone else, this disappears. You'll have your life back. Your privacy.
I...
Wait.
Are they gone?
I doubt it.
Is it such a big deal?
What do you mean?
Article, photo, international intrigue. What's another one?
When this is all over, I'll have my people issue a denial. I'll say we made it up.
I think that might be worse.
You might be right.
Yeah, probably.
You know how many girlfriends of mine have been fake?
All of them?
Really?
Minus three.
Close. I did date Tennessee Morals.
I...
Don't pretend you don't know who that is. And Rebecca, of course.
Well, you didn't date. You were married.
One usually leads to another.
Was that... I can't remember the last time I dated anyone. Real or fake. I don't know if you noticed, but sociability isn't really my strong suit.
I may have noticed when you were showing me around.
I was rude, wasn't I?
Short, maybe.
I was humiliated. Sure, you're famous and all, but in my field, I want to be well-known, respected. And it was such a sign I wasn't. Not by my department, anyway. No one would ask Einstein to show anyone around. I was angry, and I took it out on you. I'm sorry.
Don't be. I had a chip on my shoulder being there in the first place.
Really?
No one likes to be known as stupid. Or have to prove to their studio they should be taken seriously.
You know I don't think you're stupid, right?
Could have fooled me. I don't think you're lacking in sociability. Well, you're firm. But it's refreshing.
Thanks. Do you think they're gone?
What? Yeah. Probably. I'll get out of your hair.
Oh.
My fault, anyway. I hope you have a nice evening, Elena.
Yeah. You too.